Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, a 27-year veteran of the NYPD. A little bit of an early show today, greeting you folks, but some of you guys from all over the world, I don't know what time it is where you are, but welcome to Police Off the Cuff. I decided to do a follow-up on that horrible case of the brothers and their friend. That's Callum and Jake Robinson, left to right, and their friend Carter Rhode, who's from San Diego. And we all know that these three gentlemen, three surfers, were murdered in Mexico. Of course, they blocked out the face of the alleged killer here, known by his nickname of El Quecas, Jesus Girardi. And, you know, when we hear the story of the why, it just seems so senseless that these people took the lives of these really vibrant, great men, all three of them, really. You know, Callum on the left was an Australian professional lacrosse player. His brother Jake is a medical doctor, just about to ready to start his new job. And Carter wrote him, I know he's from San Diego. I'm not sure what he does for a living, but all of them had so much to give to this world. And senselessly, their lives were taken from them. Relatives have identified the three bodies in a well they discovered them in a well where they were dumped as those of two Australian surfers and one American who went missing last weekend. Mexican authorities said this Sunday. Baja California state prosecutors said the relatives had viewed the corpses recovered from a remote well about 15 meters deep and recognized them as their loved ones. Thieves apparently killed the three who were on a surfing trip to Mexico's Baja Peninsula to steal their truck because they wanted the tires. Then they allegedly got rid of the bodies by dumping them in a well near the coast. The well was located some 4 miles from where the foreigners were killed, and also contained a fourth cadaver that had been there much longer. Three suspects are being held in connection with the case, which locals said was solved far more quickly than the disappearances of thousands of Mexicans. The three men were on a camping and surfing trip along the stretch of coast south of the city of Ensenada, posting idyllic photos on social media of waves and isolated beaches before they went missing last weekend. Chief State Prosecutor Maria Elena Andrade Ramirez described what likely would have been moments of terror that ended the trip for brothers Jack and Callum Robinson from Australia and American Jack Carter Rhode. She theorized the killers drove by and saw the foreigners' pickup truck and tents and wanted to steal their tires. But when the foreigners came and caught them, surely they resisted. She said that's when the killers would have shot the tourists. The thieves then allegedly went to what she called a site that is extremely hard to get to, and allegedly dumped the bodies into a well they apparently were familiar with, since there was already another body in that well. She said investigators were not ruling out the possibility the same suspects also dumped, the first body. Yeah, they may have been looking for trucks in this area. You know, they're cruising the area to steal. It's just a horrific thing. The site where the bodies were discovered near the township of Santo Tomas was near the remote seaside area where the missing men's tents and truck were found Thursday along the coast. From their last photo post, the trip looked perfect, but even experienced local expatriates are questioning whether it is safe to camp along the largely deserted coast anymore. So, you know, something you take chances in life and, you know, you think as though, oh, it's safe to go to this location. And then you realize, no, it's not safe. And Are these people that killed them directly related to Mexican drug cartels? That's a good possibility. We'd be naive not to think that. So here they are cruising around this area searching for victims, in this case, searching to steal tires off someone's truck. And for those tires, they're willing to kill three people. Sort of scary, right? How many people would want to go to Mexico realizing that that is a potentiality? I know it's a potentiality anywhere in the world, but especially in a sort of a rogue state like Mexico, where there's so much corruption, the drug cartels are running the country. I wouldn't feel safe going there. Someone, you know, not having someone guarding sentry over your truck as you surf. I think I'd rather go somewhere else that's a little safer than do that. So, folks, hold on to your hats. Hold on to your seats. You're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone, the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped in 10th and Grant's bike right
there. We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
You know, we've covered this case before, and from the very beginning when they were reported missing by their family members, you sort of knew it wasn't going to be a good outcome. And this sort of highlights to the whole world, you know, that this could be, you know, here's three really legit guys go to Ensenada, Mexico, and they lose their lives. You know, one of the ways they solved this case so quickly was that the girlfriend or the common law wife of someone known as El Quecas, Jesus Gerardo, she gave him up as the shooter. So let me play this video and we'll see what she had to say here.
That I screwed up three gringos. She's responded, "What do you mean by that?" And he has said, "I killed them." She's then gone on to tell prosecutors that he showed her her car that had new tires on it that prosecutors will allege were taken from the ute of the two Australian brothers and their American friend.
So, Jesus Gerardo, known as El Quecas, stood before the judge, clad in orange jumpsuit and shackled hands and feet, facing charges related to the disappearance of the three men. Prosecutors outlined their case, highlighting the pivotal role of El Quecas' 10-girlfriend, 23-year-old Ari Giselle, who was turned witness to the prosecution. According to Ms. Giselle's testimony, El Quecas posted about the crime, telling her a mobile phone he allegedly stole from the victims and displaying the stolen tires on her car. Amidst the courtroom drama, Ms. Giselle's own plight emerged, shedding light on a history of alleged domestic violence and coercion at the hands of El Quecas. Though in a twist of fate, Ms. Giselle found herself behind bars, charged with drug possession after authorities discovered methamphetamine in her possession.
El Quecas was charged this morning with forced kidnapping. It was not upgraded to homicide charges, though we do believe that will still happen in the hearings to come.
Jesus Gerardo remains in custody awaiting further developments in his case. The charge is expected to be upgraded to murder in the coming days. The courtroom saga is far from over. So, you know, How much what people have speculated about here is, are the cartels involved in this case? Is El Quecas a member of the cartels? How about his girlfriend, right? I believe her name is Ari Giselle. She gives up him as the killer, but yet she's got methamphetamine on her. So is she a mule? What is she? What is her job? You know, are we supposed to believe that she's this abused woman, but she's not in the drug trade herself? She just so happens to have a large amount of methamphetamine on her that she can just spread the poison throughout the country, you know? One of the most heartbreaking things about this case, of course, is with legitimate people like this killed, losing their lives, is there are legitimate family members that come to grieve. And of course, they want to go to the spot where it occurred, you know, just to feel and see what their loved ones experienced, where they were last. And it's just a really horrific situation. But and the family members of Callum and Jake Robinson, they seem like such great people. They were right on top of it. You know, these guys aren't kids. They're in their 30s, and their parents were right on top of their lives. So it just shows a very close family, a very loving family. And this is the parents going to Mexico. Just a real sad story.
The parents of two Australian tourists who were allegedly killed during a surfing trip in northern Mexico paid tribute to their sons in the U.S. city of San Diego on Tuesday.
It is with heavy hearts that we share the news that Callum Jake have been murdered. Our hearts are broken, and the world has become a darker place for us. We also mourn the loss of Carter Road, a close friend. They were young men enjoying their passion of surfing together. We would also send a message to our family and friends, Jake's and Callum's friends, and all the people that have reached out to us. We have been overwhelmed with the outpouring of emotions and support that we have received for Callum and Jake. We know that they were truly loved and impacted many people's lives. Now it's time to bring them home to family and friends. And the ocean waves in Australia. Please, live bigger, shine brighter, and love harder in their memory. Thank you.
The bodies of Australian brothers, 33-year-old Callum and 30-year-old Jake Robinson, as well as American Carter Road, also 30 years of age, were found at the bottom of a well in the Mexican state of Baja California last week after a days-long search. The three men went missing while on a vacation surfing near the popular tourist town of Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the U.S.-Mexico border on the Pacific coast. Mexican authorities confirmed on Sunday that the men were dead after their bodies were identified by their parents. Official said three people have so far been arrested.
So, horrific story again. I mean, you look at that that location in Ensenada, Mexico, and it just looks so brilliantly beautiful, you know, just amazing. And you look at this picture up on the screen. This is the location where their bodies were found, dumped into in this well. They were all three of these great Australians and an American, Callum Robinson, Jake Robinson, and Carter Road. All three of them had gunshot wounds to their head. So this was like an execution. And if, when we talk about that type of stuff, bringing up immediately the cartels, you know, because who lives that type of violence, that to steal someone's tires off their car, they're willing to take the lives of three vibrant people minding their own business, bad individuals, criminals, right, that were just hunting, searching for something to steal, some prey about there. That's one of the things about criminals you learn when you work like anti-crime, where you just hunt criminals. And these guys are criminals, you know, and you see that It seems almost like a lawless country. A country that can have a drug cartel take over the country is, in my mind, is somewhat lawless. And, you know, people that believe in freedom and believe that you should be able to travel all over the world, wherever you want to go, they don't want to be restricted or held back by fears like, oh, this is a dangerous area. I'm not going to go there because the drug cartel's operating there. And you know something, you should think that way. However, there are those free spirits and that don't want to, you know, be threatened by that or live like that, live in fear like that. And I really admire those people, but you have to use common sense these days. Quinny from the chat, these parents need all the prayers they can get. I lost my only son, but they lost two in one family, sending many prayers to the families. Quinny, I'm so sorry that you lost your only son. Horrific, horrific. Chitawin Slim, the cartels have more power than the government. It seems that way. It really seems that way. Poppy Pop. I like that name. To be fair, I'm too scared to go to the USA too, but there are some places that's worse. Yes. Look, you got to use common sense where to go. You don't go walking certain places or driving certain places after a certain hour. Boban 1611 says most of the people there are somehow stricken into the cartel business. They lose all kind of humanity. They see and experience so much violence that life doesn't mean anything to them. Isn't that sad? Isn't that very sad? Connie E., people should quit going there and letting this type of people have their money for vacation. Go somewhere else. Many more beautiful places that are safe. Connie E., I agree. You know, I totally agree. You know, go where it's safe. You know, you don't want to go somewhere. Nina Shendro. Morning, Sergeant Cannon. Nina, good morning. Thank you for being here. Guys, this is a Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. If you like true crime from a police perspective, you're in the right place. And if you're not subscribed, go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, hit the like button, share us with your friends and your family. And if you want to contribute to us, we have a Patreon with three different levels. Someone just joined yesterday. I'm so thrilled. And we have a YouTube channel membership with, count them, five different levels, and you can support us through that way. I want to play a little bit of the girlfriend of El Kekas, who is allegedly the killer in this case, about how she cooperated. But then again, she is she's a drug dealer herself.
In relation to the deaths of Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson, has appeared in a Mexican court. And tonight there is a twist. His girlfriend has flipped and become a key witness in the case against him.
In a courthouse next to Ensenada's prison, a twist in the case against Jesus Gerardo, a.k.a. El Kekas, Mexican slang for the quesadilla. His 23-year-old girlfriend, Ari Gazelle, has flipped. Her key evidence, a conversation they had after he returned home from the remote campsite. "I f***ed up three gringos." "What do you mean by that?" she asked. "I killed them," he replied.
Imagine that speaking that cavalierly about, "I picked up three gringos and I killed them to steal their tires." That's what life means to this guy, you know. Killed three people to steal their tires.
El Kekas then showed her that he'd replaced the tires on her car with the tires from the Robinson brothers' white ute. The girlfriend has been charged with methamphetamine possession and will be in custody for 2 months. She's told prosecutors she was trapped in a violent relationship with El Kekas and wants to protect her 4-year-old child. She's now the primary witness in their case.
Did he know his girlfriend had turned on him?
I cannot give you more information. Today, the judge raised questions over how one man could move three bodies kilometres away from the campsite all on his own. Local journalists say their execution-style deaths have raised suspicions of drug cartel involvement.
You are dealing in an area that is known for criminal activity, for the smuggling of drugs and for the smuggling of people. And if you get into those areas, we know that that can be risky.
Throughout the 45-minute hearing, El Kekas sat stony-faced in an orange prison jumpsuit chained to the floor. He was remanded in custody until his next scheduled hearing in November.
In Ensenada, Mexico, Alison Petrowski, Nine News.
So just, you know, absolutely horrific. But one of the things, if there's any bright side to this case, it's that they solved it so quickly. You know, if you hear Mexicans talk about their country, hundreds of thousands of people get murdered every year and it goes unsolved, totally unsolved, because it's, you know, even when I was on the NYPD and back in the 80s and the 90s, most of the murders, like 90% of them, were drug related. So because of that, that's the case. No one cooperates in the investigation. So these are all 90% to do with the drug cartels. And so who is going to cooperate? In this case, the girlfriend of El Quecas, Jesus Gerardo, her name is Ari Giselle. She cooperated, and she was caught with the cell phone belonging to one of the brothers. So she was thrown into the murder investigation, and she still could be. However, she decided to cooperate, and then she gets caught with a quantity of methamphetamines that also just show that, you know, she's a player. She's involved. Melanie Nicole, your Mexicans themselves who truly know will say, be careful and watch out where you're going. Yeah, that's, we're trying to sort of preach that. DCPNW, good morning, Sergeant Bill. Good morning, DCPNW. Very good to see a lot of you guys I haven't seen in a while. Melody Nicole, hello, hello. Hello. It's funny. All people have different intros and different ways to come on in. You guys know who I'm talking about. But I don't do that. But I find it, sometimes I find it funny that, you know. Kimmy, his girlfriend probably won't survive after snitching. That's a whole different level of evil over there. Yeah, well, it's in this country too. Snitches get stitches, as always said, right? Lieutenant Peter Pranzo, good to see you, buddy. I guess you get up early, Lieutenant Pete. I don't know if I saw Richella's here too. Look at that. Connie, Kimmy, Wanda, Richella's in the chat looking beautiful as ever. Guys, so this case is really just... you know, just a horrific incident. And you know, if it teaches us anything, it teaches us you have to be absolutely on your guard. And when you, maybe you should stay out of Mexico. You know, I'm just using common sense. Legal-minded friends, Karen Cole. Karen, good to see you. Is that milk you're drinking there? Such a terrible case. Thank goodness the girlfriend is cooperating. Cooperating, yes. You know, she had one of the victim's phone, the cell phone. So that throws her into the mix there, right? Let me play this here.
Against a man charged following the deaths of Perth brothers Jake and Callum Robinson in Mexico. Our North America correspondent Carrington Clark joins us now from Ensenada. Carrington, good morning. So what happened in court?
Yeah, so I'm just here outside the court in Ensenada. It was a tiny little courtroom that we were inside, less than 30 people in total, including the accused, Jesus Gerardo, who was there clad in a orange jumpsuit. He was handcuffed. He was chained to the floor. And for most part, he sat impassively as the judge worked through the prosecution's case against him. But the most important new piece of evidence comes via his then-girlfriend. We believe they have now broken up. Ari Giselle, who has actually also been arrested in connection with what was then the disappearance of Jake and Callum Robinson and their friend Carter Road. But she now claims that Jesus Gerardo, also known as El Quecas, has confessed to their killing. So this was what he allegedly said either the day of or the day after he killed those three men, when he said, and I am paraphrasing because it is profane, but I screwed up three gringos. And she asks, what do you mean? And he said, I killed them. He then proceeds to give her a mobile phone, which the prosecutors claim belonged to one of the three men. He also allegedly said that they had lots of money and electronics on them. And also they had this vehicle, which he has allegedly taken the tyres off and then put onto her vehicle, because that was the vehicle he was driving around with the night before. So this is an extraordinary twist in this story so far. Ari Gizelle is still in jail because of those alleged drugs offences, but it does appear that she has now become a witness for the prosecution. At the moment, Jesus Jurado is only charged for being responsible for the disappearance of the three men, although we do expect those charges to be upgraded to murder. Importantly, the prosecutors do believe other people are involved in these killings. They haven't said who, and they haven't said when they might be charging them. But given the nature of these killings, the fact that all three men were shot in the head, the fact that their bodies were then transported 6 or 7 kilometres to a well to be disposed of, and that well also had a seemingly unrelated victim in it, and also that there are drag marks indicating that the bodies were pulled potentially. We're not sure exactly what the track marks are, but these bodies are moved into the vehicle. And also that the tyres are switched on the car do indicate that you would have to have more than one person involved. But that is the current state of the prosecution's case. There are obviously many unanswered questions so far.
So what happens next, Carrington?
Yeah, so Jesus Jurado will be kept in custody for the next 6 months. Currently, the next court hearing is not scheduled until November the 8th, although it is likely we will see other court dates before that. He did not enter a plea today, importantly. He wasn't asked to, and he didn't enter one. He was only there being defended by two public defenders. He sat in passively for the most part during while the judge was speaking, but when the judge did leave, he did seemed to question his team about what had occurred, what it all meant. But at this point, there was no application for bail, and he has been remanded in prison. The prison's just next to the court behind me here. But obviously, the major questions now are other people going to be charged? And another point is that the witness, the then-girlfriend, we believe now ex-girlfriend, Ari Gizelle, also alleges that she is a victim of El Cacas. She alleges domestic violence, and the judge said that they will keep that take that into account in the way that this case proceeds to ensure that her safety is paramount.
So that basically tells you the story of what's going on here. You know, one of the interesting things, and interesting in Mexico, interesting in this country, is that the way this case was initially solved was the tracking of the cell phone. The Ari Gizelle, the girlfriend of El Cacas, had the cell phone belonging to one of the brothers. They tracked it to her. They grabbed her. She realized she was facing the murder charges because she had the cell phone of the victims, and she started to sing like a parakeet. And that's how they solved this case. And of course, she gave up her boyfriend. Or now, of course, they're breaking up now. I would think so, right? He's facing either the death penalty or life in prison. I think, yes, this is a good time to break up, you know. But she is culpable in this case, too. She may also be charged with the murders, acting in concert, what her role was, you know. Because now, of course, the story she tells is the story that totally exonerates herself. But when you think of it, what really was her role in this? Did she have an active role in this? Now, look. When we look at this case, they killed three big guys who they were trying to steal the tires off their truck. These three big guys probably were not having it, you know, and they resisted, but they didn't realize, of course, maybe that these guys were armed with guns. So they kill these three big guys, and now they got to transport them. They have to transport them off this site to where they've dumped bodies in the past into this well that we see on the screen here. A well where they found another body unrelated to this case in it. So this killer, El Cacas, he clearly didn't move three bodies by himself. He had help taking the tires off the car and transferring them to another car. He had help setting the vehicle on fire that belonged to Callum and Jake Robinson. He had help, you know, and that's what makes this case, you know, the investigation clearly is not over. It's not even close to over. And, you know, the international community will be screaming out that they want justice in this case. This is outrageous that someone, three innocent, two brothers and an American citizen from San Diego, can go surfing in Mexico and lose their lives. Just absolutely outrageous. These guys, there's their names. Look, Callum Robinson, Jake Robinson, and Jack Carter Road. And early on, it's Mexico, missing surfers, bodies recovered. They were victims of a robbery gone bad. And just absolutely horrific. I'm going to go to the chat for a minute. Poppy Pop, I feel so sad for the parents. Absolutely. TJ, he probably had a whole crew. I agree. Fuzzy Doxy, so many evil people. Chitowin Slim, they couldn't defend themselves with a weapon because you cannot bring one into Mexico. Yeah, but everyone in Mexico seems to have a weapon, you know? Fuzzy Doxy, so I looked it up and the U.S. government has listed a travel advisory for Mexico due to crime and kidnapping in many areas. So, Fuzzy Doxy, thank you for that. And any of you folks thinking of going to Mexico, I think you should restrict your travel to the resort areas. Buy Blues Shopper, keep wall. I thought you were saying keep well, but I get it now. I, the moment from the chat, how long after learning of the murder should she take to report to authorities? Well, the authorities found her. She didn't find the authorities. They found her because she had the cell phone belonging to one of the brothers that tracked it to her. So she's not an innocent waif in this incident. Musical Neptunian, Deb Galley, good evening from Australia. Well, hard to say it's a good evening to see this, but anyway, yeah, horrible. D. Martinson, oh, so she didn't report it. No, she didn't report it. She was caught with their phone. And that's all of a sudden she started singing. Connie E. Wish people would boycott Mexico until they get it cleaned up of all this criminal activity. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Army Mum, wow, like the early show. Yeah, I guess so. I got on a little bit early today. I just thought that I should do an update on this case. Wanda Courtney, so heartbreaking. Absolutely. Deb Galloway, good morning. Bill Carroll, Rochella, Peter, Karen, Nikki, everyone. You can't name everyone, but you got a lot of people in that little statement. So Lynette Smith, when we are young, we think we're bulletproof. Hard lesson. Lynette Sally, a hard lesson to learn. Absolutely. And, you know, you should be free to go about, but unfortunately not. Crafty Chris, morning all. Haven't heard of this story yet. Prayers for the families. TJ, it's too scary to be in Mexico. Yeah. Kimmy, and yet keep the borders wide open. Yep. That's legal-minded friends, Karen Cole. I wondered if they resisted the. I think they did, Carol, and I think that's why they lost their lives. They, as you could see, these are three big scrapping guys. They're not just going to let people steal the tires off their truck. And I think they did resist, and that's what cost them their lives. Although, you know, you never know. Some of these savages will kill you even if you give up your property. I've seen that before. Casey's Corner, I'm more concerned about crime in the United States. Mexico, you take your chances. Heartbreaking, sure. Poppy Pop, bring all the good people from Mexico and put all the bad ones from USA to Mexico and then build the wall in that case. Guys, I just wanted to give us all an update on this case. It's a horrible case. And, you know, I want to follow it through a little bit to see what happens. D. Martinson from the chat. Thank you, Bill, for shedding light on these guys. Case got to run. Stay safe all. D. Martinson, have a great day. Yeah, so I just wanted to shed a little light on this case and show that people aren't forgetting about these two Australian brothers and their friend from San Diego. So, folks, I'm Bill Cannon from Police Off the Cuff Real Crime Stories. Have a wonderful day, and maybe I'll see you. Maybe I'll hit the airways again today. But for now, signing off, Police Off the Cuff. Have a great day.
Won't ever soldier sing enough.